The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. Charlie Reston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us for our weekly Money Spot. Charlie, let's talk about issues facing students and, in many cases, their parents as well, upon whom they may depend for financial support. Going to college should be one of the most exciting things for anyone who is moving into adulthood. But how many are finding it at present that it becomes a really significant financial strain?
Yeah, a lot, Matt. There's interesting research done by the Irish League of Credit Unions in conjunction with Spun Out, the information service for young people. And they found that nearly half of students are struggling to afford living expenses. Now, students always struggle, but it seems to be particularly bad this year. A lot of them are saying that they're stressed about money. And the big issue is accommodation. 40% are concerned about rents or accommodation. So not surprisingly, majority plan to work part-time and going to have to rely more on their parents than maybe previously, with grants obviously helping to support some of them. But a big issue this year, it seems, you know, accommodation in particular, Matt, is an issue. There's always a scramble for accommodation. There's always a landlord sharp practice, and there's always queuing for particularly on-campus accommodation, but it seems to be really, really bad this year, worse than anybody has ever seen it.
And that then, of course, leads to increased prices for those units that are available.
That's right, Matt. Yeah, prices are extortionate. I mean, there's a number of things which have combined this year. I mean, there's record numbers of students who have just got Leaving Cert results. There's a chronic shortage of accommodation generally, but particularly student accommodation. That rent a room option where, you know, people in a home would rent out a room and get tax free up to €14,000. A lot of people have decided not to do that because of COVID. They don't want a stranger coming into the house. So you've landlords selling up as well, and then very limited campus accommodation and extremely expensive. We just had Richard Boyd Barrett in the Dáil telling the Taoiseach, he's claiming that UCD are charging up to €14,000 for student accommodation in UCD. He said it's gone up, and he's really torn into UCD for that. It's so bad, there's so little accommodation to be had that students are living in hotels. You know, you have this idea of a student in a travel lodge. It just seems mad, you know. The first half of last year, students spent online. Then, you know, then most of the next term they were online as well. And then as soon as the colleges open up, they find they've nowhere to live, Matt. So it's, you know, it is a chronic situation, worse than anybody's ever seen. Students having to go to B&Bs, hotels, and a hell of a lot of couch surfing going on because there's nowhere to stay. And it's very difficult, particularly if part of your course is online. You're couch surfing in a house which is overcrowded or an apartment which is overcrowded. It really is an issue, a massive issue this year. So, you know, you're right, Matt. The student days are supposed to be the best days of your life. But, I mean, I don't think that's going to hold this year. It's going to be a particularly tough one for students.
Which also means an awful lot of them presumably are going to as well have to work part-time to try and raise the money to cover their costs. And that in itself creates issues, because if they end up, and maybe there are plenty of jobs been made available to them at present, particularly in the hospitality sector, but if they end up spending too many hours at that, it might impact on their studies.
Yeah, it doesn't suit everybody, particularly if you're doing a very intensive course, Matt, like pharmacy or medicine or something like that, engineering. You know, to have to work part-time. But the survey done by Spun Out and the Irish League of Credit Unions found 71% plan to work part-time because, you know, they just need the money, because they have maybe got some accommodation, but it's very, very expensive. And even the advertised prices are often not what they're paying, because there's probably some landlords are being very sneaky and charging cash elements. And you have some students deciding, look, this just isn't worth it. I can't get accommodation at a price I can afford. So there's some of them thinking about deferring or even dropping out. So, you know, it is a pretty chronic situation. The student accommodation issue now, we have a general accommodation or housing crisis, but it's now really spilling over big time into that whole student area. We don't have anything like enough campus on-campus accommodation. There's about 40,000 units, whereas there's about 375,000 students who are members of the university of the Union of Students of Ireland, for example. So we've nothing near enough. Maybe only, you know, one in ten, enough units for one in ten. So a real problem here. It's such a problem in Queens and Belfast, for example, that there anybody who has managed to get student accommodation, they're offering them £1,500 not to take up the student accommodation, to live further outside of college, outside of Belfast. So, you know, it's a chronic problem.
Okay, if people need to raise finance, are the banks good at present in dealing with third level students in putting offers in place for them?
Yeah, Matthew, you know, the banks are always trying to attract students. I mean, they want students. They know there's a good chance that if they get them to sign up, they'll have them for life. They, you know, get them to sign up for a current account, offer them a credit card at a kind of reduced rate, and you know, they'll have them all through their working life, and then they'll end up selling them mortgages, etc. So yeah, they tend to be very attractive. You and I have to pay for a current account, but students don't. You know, they tend to get free banking from the big banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland. Unfortunately, one of the best offers out there was KBC, Matt, but you know, they're not an option really, because they're leaving the market. So you know, the likes of AIB, Bank of Ireland, the Revoluts and the N26s tend to be very good value as well. So they're attractive. I wouldn't dismiss your credit union if it offers a current account. They'll offer you a debit card. You know, the credit unions tend to be very good value. So it's something to consider as well. You know, student loans as well tend to be very cheap. For example, Bank of Ireland are offering €5,000 at 5%. You know, it's very, very good value. But, you know, 5% APR, annual percentage rate. But, you know, obviously you don't want to be building up debt. But banks will try and get you sucked in and give you very attractive terms.
Well, one final thing to you, Charlie, on this, because Philip in Cork says, I have two sons in college in Holland and a daughter starting in Waterford IT. No accommodation in Waterford. Total cost €3,000 per month. No help or grant due to household income, which is approximately €3,500. Currently applying for loans. So whatever about students applying for loans, is it the case there are probably many parents who are having to do so?
I would say so, Matt. I would say that a lot of parents now just cannot afford. It's so expensive to send a child to college. And obviously it's a great investment to make, but it is a big, big outlay. And so a lot of parents are looking for loans. I would always go to the first stop should be the credit union. If you're a member of a credit union, they always subsidize education loans. They're always the best value on that. But it is a problem for parents having to fund children in this country. It's a huge expense for parents. Okay.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.